Edmonton head coach Jeff Paulus, Kareem Moses.
Jeff, let me start with your thoughts on the match, scoreline, how it
played out. Yeah, you know, it's three set pieces. But I thought, you know, I thought that in the first half, you know, as far as the run of play went, I felt comfortable, you know, in a 4-3-3. I thought we had some good moments, you know, again, though, not, you know, obviously not creating enough chances to score. And the second half, we changed things up a little bit, and you saw the group come out. I mean, we're down two, but it's a two-game series, you know, so you've got a chance to come home, and really you'd have to fight at that point to get the one away goal, and that's the difference maker. And, you know, honestly, you know, the talk will be about us losing, you know, back home, I'm sure, and, you know, in the airwaves and the experts at One Soccer, but... you know, I'll tell you, these boys have come out here and they put in a fight in that second half, and they were dominant side the second half, and we got the away goal. I'm gutted to give up three set pieces, and this is our strength as a team, and we've given up three on missed assignments, and you know, so that's we have to obviously be better at that. But what a second half performance for these boys to come out there and play the way that they've done that. And honestly, you know, I think the refs have been fantastic, but that's a goal, the second one. I've seen the highlight now. That's a goal, you know, and that now we go home 3-2. So it's heartbreaking that.
Kareem, maybe your thoughts on sort of the set piece vulnerabilities today?
I mean, as Jeff said, we're one of the stronger teams when it comes to defending set pieces. Just switched off the wrong timing and they capitalized on it. But we're going to watch video. We're going to do better. We have to do better. We let ourselves down by conceding three goals when they didn't do anything to deserve that three goals. So we let ourselves down, but we have the second leg to focus on, so that's what we're going to do now.
What was sort of the mood in the dressing room and the message at halftime? You guys came out with a lot more intent.
I mean, we believe in each other. We're a family in there, and we fight for each other. I mean, going down 2-0 is... For us, is nothing. We can get back in the game. All we need is one, and after one, the second one will come. You know, we believe in each other, and we continue doing that. We live by that. So the second half showed the belief that we have in the dressing room.
Jeff, maybe Umar Duke scores a goal. He's been a real spark for you guys. What do you get from him?
Yeah, another good performance, you know, from him. And he gives you some very good movement, very clever player, gets into good areas. You know, he breaks the line. He looks to come for the ball at the right times. And he's just a clever footballer, you know, and certainly he gives us something up front. And, you know, again, when we compare him with Tomi in the second half like we did, then you really get a nice 1-2 punch. So, yeah, it's, you know, he's had another very good game for us.
What was the thinking about the changes at halftime and how you think they kind of had a positive impact?
Yeah, you know what? Again, I thought we played actually fairly well, and I was okay in the first half. You know, I thought we had good moments of possession. I didn't think we were all played, certainly in the run of play. But you know, we made some decisions at the start of the game to try to get some of our senior players a bit of rest. It was our third game in 7 days, and the second half, I realized that at the end of the day, with my changes, I'm probably responsible for the set piece goals because I've taken off two of our bigger players against a very big team. So we had, you know, we fixed that in the second half. We wanted to make sure that we didn't give up another set piece goal or another goal, which was the reason to bring on James and Tomi. But I also felt we could get a goal back. And the message at halftime was get one goal. You know, if we get one goal, we can go home. I mean, even at 3-1, I'm actually very confident right now because I've seen that second half. I mean, I think we've all seen it that this team here was the better team on the pitch. I believe that. And so I feel, you know, with those second half changes, we can take that forward now.
So, you know, of course, you have a narrow pitch here. What is it like, you, with that and the rain, for example, just being able to control the run of play on the field?
I mean, we got a chance to practice yesterday and see it. I mean, it's football. It's a pitch, two goals, one ball. You know what I mean? It can be how small it can be. It can be a big field. We just got to play our game. It showed in the second half, even in the first half, as Jeff said, we had a good spell where we had the ball and we play football. You know what I mean? So we're going back home where we're comfortable. So we see how it play out for the second leg.
So given the shortness of the spring season, it looks like we already have kind of two front runners for it. How does that make this particular competition more important for your club at this time?
You know, I think our mindset, we want to come out and obviously be competitive and win everything we play in, you know, every competition. But no, this is, you know, for us, This competition is very important because we have a history in this. You know, we go back in this competition, obviously, and we've done very well here, beating MLS teams. We've had success in it, and we want to get there again. You know, we feel that a few years back, Montreal Impact stole one off of us on a handball. It was never a handball. And so we want to get a chance to play them. So this is a big event for us, absolutely.
Did you guys get an explanation on why that goal was disallowed at the
end? Today? I was told it was Tomi pushed the keeper. But, I mean, I've got the benefit of replay. I've already watched it about 17 times. And I've yet to find a push in all 17 times. I'll watch it again to see if there is one. But after 17, it's 17-0, no push.
Last one for me. You guys have had a little bit of trouble finding the back of the net. One tonight, a second one. Do you guys feel like those goals are there for you? And this is something you can build off?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in the past games, you see we had chances. It just wasn't falling for us at the right moments. But I have faith in all of our attacking players. You know what I mean? Tomi, Omar, Randy, the list goes on. We needed this monkey off our back. Now it's off our back. We got one in the back of the net. So I think in the second leg, it's going to be one to be to watch. Like, I think we're going to score a lot of goals coming now.
So because you've got got this weekend off, right? So
right.
You'll be able to you'll have your first team in next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, what I will say about this roster, honestly, we've got 22 players on our roster right now, and the staff of this team truly believes that whatever 11 players start this pitch is our first team roster, and it's easy to maybe say it's a cliche, but it really isn't. We believe that. So you'll see on the day, it'll be our top 11, whoever that is going to be.
And then the week after that, mm-hmm. Wednesday, you'll be back here again.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting the way the schedule worked out, you know.
Know these guys pretty well. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. And the next time we come back here, it won't be the same result.
You drive.
That's right.
We go. So just of course, you played for the Soko Warriors and have that experience. What have you found so far just being able to play in this new league? What have you been finding about, I guess, both the quality of play as well as the experience playing here in Canada?
I mean, for me coming in, I was kind of skeptical on how it's going to be, but definitely with the players that design and the teams, you see it's very competitive. It's a league now, like, they're just being put together because Canada just wanted a league. You see its quality. And it definitely is going to show when we get to the next rounds, when we play Montreal. That's when the CPL is going to put their names and put it out there on the map.
Thank you guys.
Okay, thanks everyone for coming.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.